The Gauteng Department of Education's reckless decision to cancel school security contracts without conducting a risk assessment has endangered learners and teachers' lives and even resulted in tragic losses. The DA will be writing to the MEC of Education in Gauteng demanding the immediate reinstatement of accredited security guards at high-risk schools and a detailed explanation of how the decision to remove them was taken without any risk analysis. The Gauteng Department of Education's acknowledgement of its reckless decision is contained in the MEC's response to DA questions in the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. According to the MEC, the department did not assess the financial impact of withdrawing security guards and the projected cost of vandalism, burglary, and arson. It also did not consider the safety implications for learners, teachers, and admin staff, or the systemic consequences for high-risk schools already under criminal threat. Yet despite this complete absence of due diligence, the department went ahead and removed properly trained security guards from schools across the province. This dangerous decision has already had devastating consequences. Last month alone, a principal and an administrator at a primary school in Tembisa were shot dead on school premises. This is not mismanagement, this is gross negligence. Schools are high-valued public assets costing hundreds of millions to build. Many of them are facing challenges such as gang activity, break-ins, and theft of critical infrastructure. The department's decision was made unilaterally and clearly did not consider these issues. To make matters worse, the MEC claims that the department replaced trained security personnel with patrollers. However, these patrollers are not accredited, not trained, and not deployed after hours, not present on weekends, and not available during school holidays. A DA-led Gauteng provincial government would not have taken the short-sighted, irresponsible, and deadly decision, but would have kept trained security personnel in our schools to protect learners, teachers, and staff. The DA will not rest until the MEC and the department are held accountable for this unjustifiable decision that has put learners at such avoidable risk.